This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I can't imagine what it feels like to be a Democrat right now as the walls close in, but you gotta maintain a stoic face. You gotta maintain, we're gonna be okay. Everything's gonna be okay. James Comey scared to death. All these Democrats, Clapper scared to death. Eric Holder scared to death. Barack Obama scared to death. Hillary Clinton scared to death. Comey, that's an interim already. Mueller scared. All of them scared. John Brennan scared. Susan Rice scared. Loretta Lynch scared. And they better be. They better be. Every one of the things that they hold near and dear, in big trouble. In big trouble. We're going to talk about them this hour. We're going to talk about them. Hey, before we get to that, let me just give you guys, it's a nonprofit. It's called SeekingEducationalExcellence.org or .com. I think you can get there either way. Anyway, we target the social justice agenda in schools. And I'm just going to give you a few things. These are at Harvard. There's just a few things at Harvard. Harvard offered a course in 2019 to focus on ways to push back against strategies employed by President Donald Trump and Brett Kavanaugh. Harvard professor Lawrence Tribe is going to teach the course titled Constitutional Strategies for the McConnell-Trump-Kavanaugh Era. Here's the next one. Harvard is currently offering a class dedicated to the impeachment and removal by other means of President Trump. Constitutional Law 3.0, the Trump Trajectory is what it's called. Taught by Lawrence Trott. University allows its graduates to host separate graduation for black students. As you guys know, we're going to be suing them for that. Harvard created a research guide on fake news called Fake News, Misinformation, and Propaganda that identifies dozens of respectable conservative websites as, quote, unreliable or simply fake, while rating many of their liberal counterparts as credible. Here's another one. Harvard professor Dr. Jonathan Walton called the National Rifle Association a domestic terrorist organization, adding that Congress must act on gun control. He declared that, quote, cultural anxiety, toxic masculinity, racial, religious, and ethnic bigotries are eating away at the soul of this nation, causing us to elect a madman to the presidency. This is a Harvard professor. Next one. Washington Post columnist E.J. Dionne teaches a course at Harvard titled Donald Trump and the Challenge to Liberal Democracy. According to the course description, students are learning about how to, quote, far-right parties gain ground in many countries, as well as how Donald Trump's election brought this conversation directly to American shores. And I could go on. I'm just telling you right now, I've got two pages of Harvard. Then the next page is Berkeley. It's two pages. And then Columbia, and just so you guys are clear, we have 100 pages of stories like that where radicals are teaching these types of classes in colleges and universities unchecked. Unchecked. I could go on. Let me give you one from, let's just go to one from University of Berkeley. Get this. Berkeley built separate housing for black students on its campus in order to do what? Anybody? Combat racial discrimination among students. Themed housing for minority students. The People of Color Caucus, together with the Demographic Inclusion Task Force, a division of the Berkeley Student Cooperative, led a series of focus groups as part of an ongoing effort to establish a POC, Person of Color Themed House, for ahead of the fall in the 2016 academic quarter. Berkeley also, here's another bullet point, hosts a white anti-racist training to teach white people how to confront white privilege in, quote, queer and women's communities. That's just a handful. I'm telling you, we have 100-plus pages of colleges across the country with nonsense just like that. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Why do I call it nonsense? Because that's what it is. It's the demoralizing of black students. The minute you walk into a campus, they want you to think, oh, woe is me, poor little black person. Man, and we got a ton to talk about. I hate talking about this stuff. We got the Democrats on the ropes. I just told you they're scared out of their minds. They're on the ropes in every category. Donald Trump's Approval ratings are going up. The world leaders' approval ratings are going down. Countries are adopting the Trump model across the board. There's not one area that you can point at not to see improvement for Trump. Not one area. Oh, the stock market took a hit the other day. Big deal. It'll come back. Don't worry about the stock market. And whatever money you have in it, just consider it. Think of it for the long haul. Day traders are going to make a little money for the time being. Your portfolio may take a bit of a hit, but your portfolio is probably up since the time of Trump. But the Democrats are in trouble across the board. I'll give you an example. The Women's March organizers in Washington State announced they're going to dissolve their chapter of the National Women's March after Tablet Magazine detailed rampant anti-Semitism in the nation's, in the organization's ranks. Yeah, they're anti-Semitic. So the Washington State Women's Group, just understand, this is one of the most liberal areas of the country. And they say they can't abide by these blatant attacks on their Jewish members from some of the national group's leaders, including Linda Sarsour, Carmen Perez, and Tamika Mallory. These are leftist women of color, a Muslim woman, a Hispanic woman, and a black woman, who are anti-Semitic, supporting, blatantly supporting Farrakhan, who wants to see the annihilation of Jews, whatever. You can go follow whatever research you want on that. But here's what they wrote. Continuing to be a part of a women's march with a blatant bigotry they display would be breaking a promise. We can't betray our Jewish community by remaining a part of this organization. I'm actually shocked that they stood up to this organization. Angie Beam is their spokeswoman. She says they can't abide by Sarsour, Perez, and Mallory's ties to Louis Farrakhan. She added that while she knows the decision to disband an active organization will come as a surprise to some of the group's membership, she hasn't gotten a lot of pushback. Now, let me just explain why this is important. This is another one of these chasms that you see from the Democrats. The Democrats have a chasm within their party all the time. It might be Muslim to Christian. It might be man to woman. It might be LGBT to straight. They have chasms built in because their core values are all based on something very, you know, fleeting. It has nothing to do with, you know, you as a human being. It has to do with you and some thing you know, the color of your skin or religion that you practice or don't practice or whatever. That's what it's about. You know what your core values are? Your core values are based on a person's character. That's it. I denounce Farrakhan because he's not a loving individual that's accepting of all people who are people of character. He doesn't have to accept people of not of character, but he does have to accept people of character, and he doesn't do that. Anyway, I'll show you more of these chasms as the hour goes on. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff. But still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
It's fun to watch these leftists that when they screw up and then they make their apologies and everybody's like, oh, it's not that big of a deal or whatever. But if it was a conservative that did it, man, they scream to high heaven. And what am I talking about? I'm talking about what Micah Brzezinski, or whatever her name is, was it named Joe Scar? Micah Brzezinski Scarborough did. You know, I don't know if you guys heard this. It's happened last week, but still, look, we can't get to everything the moment it happens, but it's applicable because it teaches yet another lesson. By the way, we are going to be talking more about Comey and what he did and a bunch of other stuff. And trust me when I tell you, we'll get to all the news in a strange sort of way, but because, you know, we have to weave it into some of these stories. And here's a good one. Micah Brzezinski. See, leftists pretend to care. They want you to, we care about people, man. That publicly, that's what they profess. But privately, they're the most vile creatures on the planet. I've said this to you many times because I want it to soak in. It needs to soak in. See, leftists will sanctimoniously protect publicly the very people that they despise privately. And occasionally, their vileness surfaces and it's put in front of your face. And this was the case with Micah Brzezinski, co-host of Morning Joe, And anyway, during a segment on their show, she made what was later deemed a crass and offensive statement. And she described Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. She commented on the alleged culpability of Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman of Saudi Arabia in killing this guy Khashoggi. Now, I'm going to tell you something. The media doesn't care at all about Khashoggi. They don't. They publicly tell you, we care. He got killed. It's an atrocity. In private, they could not care less. Khashoggi might as well have been the gardener in New Mexico for all they care. But they got to make an issue of it because Donald Trump is building a relationship with this Saudi prince. He's restoring some sort of diplomatic, equality, if you will, between the United States and Saudi Arabia. So they have to do something to destroy it. And this, Khashoggi is just convenient. That's all this is. And it would be, if they admitted this, if they said, look, the reason why we're bringing this up is because we hate Trump. I would give them credit. They bring it up as if they really give a crap about this man.
It's hard to believe he's killed.
Do you know how many people are killed like Khashoggi around the world that these people don't say a word, couldn't care less about? The only reason Khashoggi is in the news is because of that prince's relationship with Trump. If he had no relationship with Trump, he'd be a nameless, faceless Muslim who got killed and nobody would give a crap. Except maybe his family. And look, he's anti-American. Khashoggi is, he's the last guy you would want to draw your line in the sand for. But they don't even talk about that. Anyway, he was murdered in the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, and Brzezinski took umbrage at Pompeo's recent appearance on Fox News and claimed that the Secretary of State avoided questions about Prince Mohammed during this interview. Now, as I said, they only care about this because of the wedge it can create between Donald Trump and Saudi Arabia, and they speak often about the CIA conclusion that the prince had ordered the killing. Leftists claim that Donald Trump downplays the Saudi prince's involvement in it, and he very well may. And here's what I would say to that, and I've said it before. Donald Trump, his concern about, this is one of these fine lines, right? Donald Trump, if he made a decision on who to deal with based on some individual citizen getting killed, he couldn't deal with anybody. He couldn't deal with China, Russia, certainly any of the Middle Eastern countries. And let's be honest, even these civilized, and I'm using my finger quotes, countries, whether it's Belgium, France, Europe, or England, or wherever, they've done it. They're called sanctions. These are people that have killed and tortured. You may not know about it, but that's what the government does. And we can debate, is it good, is it bad, or whatever, but that's what happened. So Trump's like, look, you're trying to get me into the middle of a mess, and I'm not going to go for it. But here's what Brzezinski says. Are the pathetic deflections that we just heard when Pompeo appeared on Fox and Friends, is that a patriot speaking or a wannabe dictator's butt boy? Dead serious, I'm asking. Are these the words of a patriot? So yeah, there it was, butt boy. And she knew the meaning behind the phrase. Thus, she gave an apology. Yeah, she decided. Do we have the apology?
But I want to get to something first. I was off yesterday for a family matter, as you mentioned, but I wanted to address a term that I used on this show on Wednesday that was vulgar. I knew it right away, and I tweeted that it was a terrible choice of words and that I was sorry. But please allow me to say this face to face. The term is crass and offensive, and I apologize to everyone, especially the LGBTQ community and to my colleagues for using it. It was a mistake. My father would have found it so unbecoming and disrespectful, and he would have told me. I will work hard to be better, but I just wanted to say, on camera, looking the viewer straight in the eye, I am really, really sorry.
My daddy would have been disappointed in me. Oh, my God. Welcome back. Welcome back, butt boys. That's what she said. She said butt boy. Maybe the dude just had a big booty. Okay, Okay, Bud Boy. It was a Bud Boy. Wow. My daddy would not be... What about your mommy? Or as Lecter would say, what about your mommy? What about your mommy? Well, why is it that her dad would be disappointed? Could her mom be disappointed? Or was her mother dead? What? Give me some context of why you brought up daddy. I know. Y'all are... Kevin, you're quibbling over not... No, I'm not. See, they don't like men. Leftist women don't like men. Why is she bringing up her daddy being disappointed? Why can't her mother be disappointed? Oh, why can't Donald Trump be disappointed in her? Psst. You guys get what I'm saying. See, that's the... All these little hidden things that they do. Why are you worried about what somebody... Look, if I made a mistake, I wouldn't go... my grandmother would have been very disappointed in what I did. What's that got to do with anything? You should be disappointed yourself. And then don't rely on granny. My children would have been disappointed. See, women, children, grannies, not fooling me. I just want to say on camera. I want to apologize on camera. See, because I don't want you to know what I do behind the camera. I want to apologize on camera and tell you that I don't use gay slurs. She said what she thinks, and her crass and offensive comment about gays is not her first, nor is she alone on the left in their crass and offensive behaviors. Alec Baldwin just recently, he was out somewhere, and Alec Baldwin was a horrible, all kinds of gay slurs. We'll be back. I want to cover more of this.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault. A miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
President Trump announced he would be withdrawing about 2,000 U.S. troops from Syria. Now, this was met with some resistance from Republicans, including Republican Senator Marco Rubio and Republican Senator from South Carolina, Lindsey Graham.
Our number one job is to defend America against people who want to attack us. If you're tired of fighting radical Islam, I understand it. They're not tired of fighting you. And if you don't get that, you're making a huge mistake.
Speaker of the House Paul Ryan delivered his farewell address today at the Library of Congress. He had a special message for all those incoming members up on the Hill.
Well, we're going to have a lot of new faces around Congress next year. You know, I hear a lot of good things about this new fresh-faced guy from Utah. So here's my advice to members new and members old. Do your best to stay grounded.
The Fed Reserve said they would raise short-term interest rates by another quarter percentage point. This is USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
But I want to get to something first. I was off yesterday for a family matter, as you mentioned, but I wanted to address a term that I used on the show on Wednesday that was vulgar. I knew it right away, and I tweeted that it was a terrible choice of words and that I was sorry. But please allow me to say this face-to-face. The term is crass and offensive, and I apologize to everyone, especially the LGBTQ community and to my colleagues for using it. It was a mistake. My father would have found it so unbecoming and disrespectful, and he would have told me, I will work hard to be better. But I just wanted to say on camera, looking the viewer straight in the eye, I am really, really sorry.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. That was Micah Brzezinski, Scarborough, apologizing for calling Mike Pompeo, Secretary of State, a butt boy. KJRadio.com is where you can find out more about us. KJRadio.com. And if you want to call, 844-551-8255. Leftists tell you who they are. It comes subtly, and sometimes it's in your face. They can be blatantly racist when it's okay. For example, if you're a white guy, they can call you whatever they want. Yeah, they can do whatever they want to you. But they will hide it behind the scenes, what they really think. They will never let you know who they really are. Because if they let you know who they really are, their narratives are shot. They're shot. They want to say what they say. You should watch them at cocktail parties, couching their language and talking in code. Then they get behind somebody, behind closed doors with their boys or their girls, and you should just hear them go at it. See, Hollywood gives you insight. When they make movies and TV shows, they're giving you a lot of insight as to the anti-Semitic, the anti-black, the anti-Latino, the anti-woman, the anti-man, the anti-Muslim, all of it. They are gifted at it. But publicly, they make it sound like, ooh, we're the protectors of all of this. They're protecting nothing. Here's a story. Outside his apartment this morning, Alec Baldwin and his family were swarmed by paparazzi, as they often are. Baldwin became irate, chased him away, as he often does. Then he directed a gay slur at one of them. In this case, a blank sucking blank. Now, I'm going to help you with this. One of them would be a rooster sucking an old term for a cigarette. Okay? That was just recently. In 1992, Baldwin called a horse-drawn carriage driver a maggot, for supporting the expansion of carriage rides outside of Central Park. In September 2011, Baldwin referred to a Starbucks barista as an uptight queen. In June of 2012, Baldwin called Daily News editor-in-chief Colin Mylar an English queen. But he said it like this, it was an English queen, your English queen. In June of 2013, Baldwin called Daily Mail journalist George Stark a toxic little queen who would dig it if Baldwin stuck his foot up his butt. He used a different word. Baldwin will probably apologize, they say, for his latest a bout of gay slur Tourette's. He may point to his advocacy of, on behalf of marriage equality and insist that calling someone a rag, I'll use a different word, has nothing to do with homophobia. And sure, we bet that Baldwin doesn't actually have anything against gay people. This is what somebody's writing, who's from their side. But he obviously does have a troubling knee-jerk tendency to use homophobic slurs when he gets angry. That's something he should probably work on fixing if he wants to sit with the cool kids in the MSNBC cafeteria. Now, there was an update to this story. Now, I'm going to get back to gay slur using Micah Brzezinski, whatever her name is, the chick that slept her way to the top for Joe Scarborough's show. But here's the update. Baldwin, as he often does, is denying that he said something homophobic. Specifically, he's arguing against the rag part, to say nothing of the rooster sucking. Okay, you get what I'm saying? And they go on to talk about him saying he would sue the magazine that reported that he actually said these words. They have it on tape. See, what I'm telling you folks is the Democrats have conflicts within themselves. I'll tell you point blank. When I was a kid, everybody got called a rag. I'm using a different word, obviously, right? Everybody got called that. If you did something that wasn't good, like you missed a baseball, you know, you dropped a pop fly or whatever, it was just easy for people to just drop the word like nothing. And to be honest with you, it honestly could have easily taken on a different meaning, a meaning of a screw up over time, because people didn't think of it in the strictest sense of the word. You know, like, oh, you homosexual. They thought of it as just, you putz. Now, in defense of the gay community, I wouldn't want to be associated as a putz or whatever, but I get it, so I get it. And if it's offensive and the society wants to deem it offensive, fine. I think it's a word like any other word, like the N-word. I don't care if you use it or you don't use it. What's going to be the next thing that now they were talking about queen? Right? This article, Baldwin calls people queen. Men, he calls them queens. Oh, you little queen, you little queen, you little queen. All of it, gay people use the word queen all the time. You get it? But now, if you say, man, shut up, you little queen, to a guy, meaning you're not a king, you're acting like a queen, that is now considered a gay slur. So what else? What's the next one? Oh, you jerk. Oh my gosh, called him a jerk. See, here's what I'm saying, folks. We're too sensitive to it. But Brzezinski gets caught in her own web. See, I'm going to tell you right now, the level of sensitivity for me is zero. Call me the N-word, whatever, I don't really care. The stuff that these people call me is so ridiculous. And do you think anybody in the left is ever going to stand up and protect me when I get called a coon and a host of other derogatory terms? Do you think they will ever stand? The answer is, of course not. They don't care. They don't have to care. But she wants to apologize for her crass and offensive comment. And guess what? The people, oh, we know you didn't mean it. We understand. Let me ask you. Donald Trump, as far as I know, has never used a term like that in referring to gays. They call him homophobic. They have no proof. What do you think would happen if Donald Trump had called somebody a butt boy? If he called Kim Jong-un a butt boy, you're nothing but the world's butt boy. What do you think would have happened? Do you think they would have said, oh, he's talking about, he's like it leading from behind, it's a rear end? Or would you think the LGBT community and the leftists would have absolutely excoriated him? They'd be trying to impeach him over that. See, Brzezinski said what she thinks, and her crass and offensive comment about gays is not her first. It is nowhere near the first, the last, or anything for her or many of her friends. And I only wish we could capture these moments of crass and offense discussions that never see the light of day. And I assure you, they are far too many to count. But don't think anything's going to happen to her. You think MSNBC is going to fire her? The left don't fire people over these things like this. No way. But here's what I'm going to do. I want to analyze butt boy for just a second. What is butt boy? Is it a euphemism for gay? Probably. But there was a tweet from a writer-photographer. His name is G.E. Anderson. And he suggested many things that Brzezinski could have said. And here's what he wrote. He says, toady or lackey or stool pigeon or butt kisser, he used a different word, or traitor. And he's, well, at least today, most of those expressions would have been okay. I suggest to Anderson, for example, stool pigeon might upset PETA. Also, perhaps Anderson isn't as up-to-date on acceptable lexicon as he thinks he is. So I went to the Urban Dictionary, and I looked up toady, the name of a legendary frog-worshipping maggot, and I changed the word. That's what toady is in the Urban Dictionary, the name of a legendary frog-worshipping gay person. Okay? So such is the slippery slope of leftism, because the lexicon changes all the time. This is a guy that's giving her a word to use instead. And do you know what he picked? He picked a word that I decided I want to, I didn't even know what it was. This is where I'm going at here, folks. I didn't know what a toady was. So I went, huh, what's a toady? I know what a lackey is. I know what a stool pigeon is. I know what a butt kisser is. Which, by the way, got a little close. I know what a traitor is, but I didn't know what a toady was. And then I found out the name of a legendary frog-worshipping gay person. And they used the word maggot. You know what I'm saying? So here's a guy that doesn't even understand. He just did another slur. And why are we here? Because the level of sensitivity sits at DEFCON 5 these days, but only for certain groups. Selective outrage reigns supreme. And in truth, Brzezinski says offensive things all the time, every day. But her offenses are geared towards Trump and other conservatives. So guess what, people? No apology necessary.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Maybe for you or your attorney, my understanding is that when you shared your memos with your legal team, that there was a follow-up for a classified containment operation by the Bureau. Was there a spill of classified information when you shared those memos?
Yeah, I'm going to talk about something like that.
Well, that's important to talk about, whether classified information was
spilled. Whether you think it is or not, I'm not going to talk about it one way or another.
Ooh, Comey's afraid to talk about something real. Catherine Herridge of Fox News actually had the nerve to ask Comey a question that matters. Yeah, welcome everybody. Kevin Jackson's you listening to KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Comey, back interviewing on the Hill a couple days ago, whatever, and he's comes back out again, and he's saying the same old Comey-esque stuff. But let me tell you, if you read between the lines, he's afraid. Glad you guys are here. You don't have to believe me. Look, time will tell, as the old saying goes. Time will tell for everything, right? Time will tell. My grandparents, time will tell. You're right. Time will tell when these people get what's due them. You can only go so long committing these just vile acts. I mean, you can only go so long. It has to end. It's the way the world works. Either you end it yourself and you disappear. You know, you ever seen these people? They're like, you know, they're murderers and they kill seven people. And then eventually, they just go away. Now, there are people that will tell you, oh, no. They never give this, that. I don't know. I don't have an answer to that. But most of the time, they go away, but they do go away. Let's be honest. Generally, they get caught. But occasionally, somebody goes, okay, I'm done. Like a Dexter, for example. He was a guy that, he killed bad guys. It's like a Hannibal Lecter. He killed people that tested his sensibilities. You know, like, if you were ruining his orchestra, he might kill you and eat you. But if everything's good, he's okay. And I don't know if you ever saw Hannibal, but Lecter had gone away. He'd gone away, and he killed the curator of a museum because the guy was a horrible curator. But in terms of being a menace to society, he was pretty much gone, other than that curator. I'm not making my point here, am I? My producers are going, okay, I'm not following. All I'm saying, folks, is Comey is a serial killer that's killed one too many people. And he kept the same modus operandi. The Democrats are serial killers who killed one too many people, more than one too many. And now, you know what happened? That one person set it all back. Now people went, oh, he killed, this person died. And then some detective came in and went, how'd that person die? Oh, that we have a similar murder about 3 years ago. We had a similar murder 5 years ago. And then they go, uh-oh, and they all get the realization. There's a serial killer out there, and it's a Democrat. By the way, I don't have a statistical, proof of this, but I would venture to tell you most serial killers, most deranged individuals are leftists. I think my conservatives listening to the audience agree with this, and not because we want to agree, but because we believe it to be true. I'll put it to you this way. If I really believed that most conservatives were serial killers, I would tell you. I would say, you know, we do have a reputation as conservatives of having that fringe group known as serial killers. We have that fringe group known as, robbers and rapists and murderers and whatever. I would tell you. Who do you think commits the most murders? Republicans or Democrats? Who do you think deals the most drugs? Republicans or Democrats? Who do you think use the most drugs? Republicans or Democrats? Who do you think has the most pedophiles? Republicans or Democrats? I could go on. You get what I'm saying? If any of that were true, if you say, who commits the most white-collar crime? I'd go, you know, that's one we probably ought to look up. Because I don't know. I would still tell you I think it's Democrats. Because Democrat capitalists are very different than Republican capitalists. But anyway, I'm digressing. I'm talking about Jim Comey. He was also asked if he thought that if he had anything to do with the FBI's reputation, and here was his comment.
Director Comey, the FBI's reputation has taken a big hit over the last year. Do you share any of the responsibility for that?
No. The FBI's reputation has taken a big hit because the President of the United States, with his acolytes, has lied about it constantly. And face those lies, a whole lot of good people who watch your network believe that nonsense. That's a tragedy. That will be undone eventually, but that damage has nothing to do with me.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It wasn't me. You know that song, It Wasn't Me? That's a great song. We should be put. That should be threaded in here. It wasn't me. Anyway, that's Comey. The ruining of the FBI has nothing to do with me. I don't care what you people are trying to do. I don't care what you're trying to say. I don't know what you're trying to imply. It has nothing to do with James Comey. Comey don't play that. Can you imagine? I could see Comey saying, look, the president's done a pretty good job of doing things with the FBI. Admittedly, there are people out there. Here's what he should have said. Admittedly, there are people out there who believe me to be, you know, part of this whole, part of some sort of a crooked system or what have you. And I don't know that I'm ever going to change their minds. But I think the president, in other words, if he couched it in something, if he even just remotely said, you know what, yeah, that there, by way of how the president has done what he said, it certainly impugns my, you know, my standing in the FBI. And I worked many years to gain a reputation as a solid citizen here. But there, I'd be lying to you if I said that the FBI is not being impacted by the things that Donald Trump is saying about me. And I'll be honest with you, no matter what happens, there are going to be people that never believe what I have to say, my side of the story. But to that point, I don't believe, I think that when it's all said and done, I will be vindicated. He didn't say anything close to that. No, it's not me. Do you, and let me ask you this question. This is a good question. I love when I ask you guys good questions. Do you think that the FBI believes Comey has had anything to do with their reputation? See, I told you guys when I had a career coach, and I remember the first meeting I had with her, we were sitting at a little restaurant, just a really nice older lady, and we talked over the phone quite a bit, and we met, and she says, "So Kevin, tell me what it is you do at your job." And I gave her all these things I did. Well, I do this, and I do that, and I do this, and I do that. And she goes, "And how do you feel, like, you know, are you appreciated? What are your feelings about it?" And I go, "Yeah, you know, they appreciate my work. I don't know that, you know, I'm not getting awards or anything, but I think they appreciate my work." And then she asked me this question. She says, "Well, what do you think they would say about your work? You know, you've listed off all these things. What do you think they would say?" And I was like, huh. And then I thought about what they didn't know. They don't know when I come in early, when I stay late, when I skip lunch, when I really research something and find a new, you know, technology that could help us with the circuit or something like that. They don't know that. And so it really gave me clarity as to, you better not just be looking at this from your perspective. And I remember, you know, watching lawsuits, and I did all this stuff for the company. And then somebody, the company spokesperson would come out and go, "This person was a lazy slacker that never did a thing, man. Wow, how we even got to hire this person?" You know, and you go, wow, how can it be such a big difference between what a person believes and what the company believes? And that's what she was telling me. And here's Comey that believes that he's doing the right. Oh, man, they're after me. It's horrible what they've done. We'll finish with this. Here was his last thing.
When did you first learn about the Steele dossier?
Sometime in September, I think. Could have been October. I think it was September of 2016.
What can be done to fix it about the way the public is seeing the FBI, what the president is saying?
People who know better, including Republican members of this body, have to have the courage to stand up and speak the truth, not be cowed by mean tweets or fear of their base. There is a truth, and they're not telling it. Their silence is shameful.
Of the Republicans who are remaining in the House next session, do you see any taking that mantle coming up and defending the FBI, taking on the president?
Not yet. To my view, to their everlasting shame, I hope they'll overcome that and realize someday they got to explain to their grandchildren what they did today.
See, that's the statement that got me to thinking, what's going on with James Comey? He says they're going to be embarrassed or regret what they did to me today. What did they do to him? They probably got him to figure. He finally did something. They asked him questions. I posed this the other day, and I think they got to Comey. I think they finally made him realize that he's vulnerable, and they got it. We'll find out soon.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.